Thank you, Richard and Marshall, and thank you, congregation. You sound so beautiful, and it's not until you have a sanctuary without voices in it that helps you really truly appreciate the beauty of singing in the sanctuary. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know, maybe your living rooms or family rooms or wherever it was that you were worshiping was echoing with the sounds of live voices, but we just echoed in here. But with that, we come to the time where we lift up our joys and concerns. And first, I want to give thanks that our flower offering this morning is given by Lori Clausen in honor of Michelle's birthday and baby Lily. And as of 5:30 this morning, Lori texted me and said that contractions have started. So hopefully, baby Lily will safely make her appearance. And so we await news. But for Michelle, who's having a birthday and giving birth to a baby, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also wanted to make sure to lift up a couple of things. Number one, as usual, our greeting cards for our homebound are available at the welcome table in the back. If you want to pick up a couple of those and pray over them, put a stamp on it, and put them in the mail to those who can't get to be in worship with us. It's a wonderful ministry of our church, and a thank you to Vicki Nee, who makes those cards, and Margie, who makes sure that they're all addressed and ready to go. And so that is available. Second thing is that it is Bake Sale Sunday. Everybody say yum. Yum. And so that's available just outside after worship. And as always, our bake sales help to support our missionaries who are serving in Taiwan and doing some phenomenal ministry there with Filipino workers. And so bake sales to help support their ministry that they are doing. And with that, for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite you to go to God in prayer with me this morning. Most holy God, you know our lives, you know our hearts, you know our joys, and you know our concerns. For you are a God who is intricately woven into our being. And we know that we cannot be separated from you. And so on this morning, as we celebrate and give praise unto you, we ask that you will be with us in all that we lift up upon our hearts. All that is weighing us down, may the burden become lighter because of your presence with us and knowing that your presence is with all of those whom we lift. Be with those who need you most. And be with us as a church, as we work to be your presence here in this place and all of the places that we go. For you are ours and we are yours. And so we give all of this to you as we lift up the prayer taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And with that, our scripture for the morning.